This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Sells seashells by the seashore.
Who, Sally?
I don't know.
Sarah?
She. Whoever she is, that's what she's been doing. I also know that Peter Pan, picky people pick Peter Pan peanut butter because it's the picky peanut butter picky people pick, something like that.
And also Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers.
How many packs of peppers did Peter Piper pick?
I don't know.
This is Free Talk Live,
and
in case you're wondering.
And little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet, eating her curds away. Along came a spider, sat down beside her, said, yo, what's in the bowl, bitch?
Andrew Dice Nobody here on Free Talk Live. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's me, the captain,
and Ian.
Nobody.
Also doing his best impersonation of Andrew Dice Clay.
No, that wasn't my best. I have to be off the radio to do my best stuff.
I've heard it. It's true. He really does. We mentioned previously on
Free Talk Live.
Nobody, did I ever tell you that I invented a character that doesn't really exist, but everybody knows his name? His name is Previous Leon.
Really?
Yeah, because in between all the TV shows, Previous Leon.
Yes.
You know, he's the guy, he's the Segway guy.
I like the name.
Previously on Free Talk Live, Ian over here had mentioned something about an event that involves people known as the Boogaloo Boys.
Supposedly. I heard actually about this from an Associated Press reporter who sent me an email today asking if I knew anything about this. Actually, I hadn't heard about it until he sent that to me, so I asked around in some of the Telegram chats that I'm in, and that's when I saw someone post a graphic promoting a protest that is expected to happen in all state capitals this Sunday.
Simultaneously, all state capitals.
Well, I don't know if it'll be simultaneous because I think it's supposed to happen at noon. So I don't think they specified which noon. So I'm guessing it's noon in every time zone.
Start
so that's virtually
coast.
Simultaneous.
No, it'll start in the East Coast and work its way west. Right?
Yes.
That's correct, yeah.
Yes, it gets later as you go west.
Go west.
It gets earlier as you go west.
It does.
Yes.
There. I know, because I'm a bit of a time traveler for my day job. I keep West Coast hours, which means out here it's like slacker hours.
So it's being promoted by a group called, what is it, Tree of Liberty, I believe?
The Tree of Liberty.
Must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and of tyrants.
Yeah, that's the rest of that. So it's an interesting sounding group, isn't it?
Yep.
It is.
That was the quote that, what the heck is his name? William delivered on the show after they were busting his balls because he was open carrying at the Obama rally.
Oh, yeah, but that quote goes way back.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't quoting William. I was quoting the other guy that William was also quoting.
So I just want to give our listeners a taste. Scope of grievance and motive for event.
Thomas the scope Jefferson. Of grievance is usually bad breath.
Thomas Jefferson, by the way, was the original.
Right.
Was he?
It could also be
It was Thomas Paine.
It could also be the Listerine of grievance. Scope. It could be the Listerine of grievance.
It's true.
Anyway, scope of grievance and motive for event. For too long, the American society has been living with cancerous identity politics and labels. The founding fathers feared one day that the American politics would become based on political parties, and the focus would no longer be true freedoms and liberties, but instead, policies would be based on popularity of specific ideologies. News sources are not trustworthy, as they have become enveloped in political identity and are responsible for the division being sown into their audience. Americans have been faced with an ever-increasing division that is reminiscent of the 1860s, but at an accelerated rate due to misinformation. Although the issues of that time period...
Oh, I know her. She almost won.
Misinformation.
Yes.
Although the issues of that time period were different, the root cause was still there. Political division and disregard for human rights. Even as most of us lead quiet, productive, and mostly comfortable lives, there are many who are faced with challenges that others will never experience. Their voices will never be heard, their sorrows never felt, and their struggles never seen. Because of the empty promises made by politicians, people's loyalties lie in a divided political system based on their present situation. Yet, we are all human. We all have the same inalienable rights. We are all Americans. Somehow, there is a perpetual thought that because you believe differently, vote differently, live differently, were born different, or look different from others, you deserve to be treated as such. Being different is what America was founded and built on.
Well, it took them a little while to get used to certain differences.
But doesn't really...
Especially skin color.
Explain anything about the event, though, does it?
No, it sure doesn't.
No. I wish they would say what they intend to do.
Well, they have another bit here. Spirit of the event, organizer statements. January 17th, 2021 is the time to use your voice to unify with other Americans. Send a message to those who are in power that wish to continue the division that can no longer do so. Or that they can no longer do so. This is not a rally for the right wing. This is not a rally for the left wing. This is a rally for all caps, Americans. Yeah. This is the time to stand up and not identify politically. This is the time to shatter the fear narrative spread by the mainstream media and unite against those who wish to take our rights away. Using the 17th as a time to push a violent political agenda is not condoned. It is the antithesis of what this rally is about. It's about coming together peacefully, armed, and standing together as Americans. Being peacefully armed is not about projecting or even inciting violence. On the contrary, being armed will be a deterrence against those who use violence or force against peaceful demonstrators.
That's the government.
So it sounds like a lot like this last caller, but a previous caller that we had here tonight
previously
was talking about,
right.
Just sort of generally talking about, bringing people together, healing, America, saving the nation, all these sort of talking points about how important America is. And I'm sorry, it's just an abject failure. If I go to this thing, I'm bringing secession flyers.
Yeah, and, but hey, they're pledged to nonviolence, so they probably won't do us any harm. I'll be out there with my agenda is remain secession because, ironically enough, I think it's the only issue that people can truly unify on.
That's true.
Nationally, because it means we don't have to agree
right.
on anything else.
Right. Mm-hmm. And this just has a little bit more, but this next part is bolded and in a different color.
Oh,
it says, if you can carry legally, you should carry. If you wish to be unarmed, come unarmed. So they're specifically calling for people to be armed at this particular showing.
God, I wish I could. It's killing me.
Peacefully assemble at your state capitals while observing local laws and ordinances. Do not allow January 6th to repeat. This is not a MAGA march. Do not allow political identity to lay claim or hijack the message of the rally. The original message is still clear. Stand together, shoulder to shoulder, armed or unarmed, united. We the people are fed up. We the people are the, all caps, United States of America.
Down with the USA.
Yep. Make America states again.
Yep. I like that. That's a good one.
It's my favorite slogan.
Did somebody make a hat of that yet? A red hat?
No. I haven't heard anybody say it but me, and it's just so obvious.
Ironically, the
You
want to
make a hat of it? We'll make $1 million, maybe.
Ironically, the acronym is NASA.
NASA? Oh, God.
Yes, NASA.
I don't know if I like the sound of that.
Yes, NASA.
No, stop that. Stop.
The United States as a concept, was a fun little idea.
It's over. People just don't realize it yet.
Yeah. It's only been 200 years, so I believe the United
States... That's a long run. It's past time.
Right, but what I'm saying is, in the course of history, that's a pretty young country still.
I mean, if they could get federalism going again, that would be fine, because then all the states could do things their own way. But they're not going to do that.
Yeah, it was a nice thought. The experiment is over. It did not work. And now you have one of the most heinous, murderous governments of all time. More Free Talk Live coming up.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
We'll be right back.
was in a rented Stingray, and it was overheating. So I pulled into the Shell station. They said I'd blown a seal. I said, fix the damn thing and leave my private life out of it, okay, pal?
Yep. I love that. I love that.
Little Kippadada.
Yep. I walk through wet dreams.
Through the ghost dream.
Yeah.
That's for all the Dr. Demento fans out there in listener land.
There are many demented.
This is Free Talk Live. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join the conversation. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's me, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I'm really excited for ForkFest 2021. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
No.
Not anymore.
Actually, nope. They're both happening the same week.
We are co-located together again.
I was reluctant to announce it.
I don't know how things can be official with ForkFest, so... Do
we want to appoint a government for ForkFest so they can have official diplomatic relations with ForkFest?
That sounds all very crappy.
We're just going to show up and have a good time.
Let's do that, yeah.
Yeah, as long as the Porcupine Freedom Festival does not lock down the campground, ForkFest will occur as scheduled. And from what I understand, they will not be locking down
the campground. Yeah, that is not their intent.
So that means no one is in charge, and it also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve.
No one. Did they fire me? I thought nobody was in charge.
No, no one is in charge, not nobody.
Oh, okay, groovy. I'll take
nobody,
the week off, then.
Nobody is not in charge. That means you could just have a good time, nobody.
Nice.
Yeah. Just reserve your camping RV site or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. I can't think of any place better to celebrate Independence Day than, you know, around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can show up, party with us, relax, enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you are planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Mark your calendar now for June 28th through July 4th, 2021, and we'll see you at ForkFest.party. Yeah.
Indeed.
And stuff.
Nice.
And junk and stuff. Stuff and junk. All right. I think I've had my fill of this announcement of these protests. I do find it interesting.
I think it's still going to be a good time, even though they're still slightly wrong-headed.
Oh, well, most protests are slightly wrong-headed, and that's why we need to have our people there to help them, have ideas, new ideas, like old ideas, like secession, but new again. New for now.
Indeed.
All that's old will be new again.
I do find it interesting that they are literally calling for people to be armed.
That's right.
At these protests.
Well, it's what it's going to have to take.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about time, actually.
Yeah, I think we've all individually mentioned that we are surprised that something like that hasn't already occurred.
Yeah, well, the thing is, they should have done it in the 30s when they took the full automatics.
Yeah.
They should have done it, again and again. And, if it show up with a guillotine from time to time, it lets people know that,
Or maybe in, 1913?
Limited.
Federal Reserve?
The creation of the Federal Reserve.
That would have been a good time.
That should have resulted in massive civil disobedience. FDR's theft of the gold. Oh, my God. God.
Yep. Moving off of the currency, off the gold standard, all that stuff. And now, of course, as I mentioned on the way to break, the United States of America, for as young as it is, 200-ish years old, went from wanting to be the smallest government on planet Earth, in theory. Right? That's kind of what they set out to do. They were like, let's do something nobody else has done. Let's have just, government's just going to do a couple of things, and that's it. And everybody else will be free to do whatever they want and, live however they want, and, we'll just have to tolerate each other and figure it out. We're people. We'll figure it out. And it went from that to the largest, most murderous regime on planet Earth.
I don't know about the most murderous. Oh, I think China probably beats us on numbers. You're talking about theory versus practice. You know, in theory, there's no difference at all between theory and practice, but in practice, there always is.
Right. So, the only remaining, nuclear superpower, and I realize China has a bigger population than the United States. But
okay, both Russia and China are nuclear.
China
armed.
Is
Israel
nuclear
is nuclear
armed.
Armed.
Yes,
there are nuclear weapons.
But
all
the United States of America is the largest one in the respect that it has bases everywhere.
That is definitely
everywhere.
True. 217 countries
everywhere.
217 yeah. countries,
so,
actually, which is not technically everywhere,
so for
but
all,
it's close.
For all of you Star Wars fans out there, the United States is the Empire.
Yes. Mm. The Republic fell. The,
yeah, we're not the Republic. We're not
the
Empire rebellion.
Rose, and freedom died to uproarious applause.
I'm half waiting for Biden to announce the construction of the Death Star because it'll, create so many new jobs for all the unemployed that they've put out of work with all these crazy lockdowns.
He's going to keep them busy building concentration camps first. He's got to get rid of the dissenters.
Yeah, I agree. There are many times throughout history that the state has endangered people. The public health, specifically. And I have this bit from the Free Thought Project that I just want to remind people of as we go through this theater that's being put on regarding COVID. Due to COVID, I feel it's necessary to remind people
that the state doesn't always have your health in its interest.
The state doesn't always have. So, Operation Sea Spray. You guys familiar with this?
No, what's that one?
It's a biological warfare experiment carried out by the United States Navy in the San Francisco Bay area in 1950. The Navy released clouds of contaminated bacteria, Bacteria serratia and Bacillus globigi, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, into a city of 775,000 inhabitants. The aim of this operation was to track the dispersal of biological agents in a major metropolitan area, as initially the Navy believed the bacteria was not harmful to humans.
If it wasn't for the government, who would spray us down with radioactive microorganisms? Nobody would do that without the government.
Is this why San Francisco is the way it is?
I don't know.
It's an interesting quest.
I don't know, but residents began flooding hospitals, suffering from unknown adverse reactions, ranging from minor to severe. At least one man is officially known to have died, and it has been noted the program likely permanently altered the microbial ecology of the area.
Is that why they crap in the streets?
Government.
Yeah, probably. We've got more of these coming up. Free Talk Live.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Parler is suing Amazon, alleging the Seattle-based firm's hosting service violated antitrust laws and their contractual agreement. The company, which was taken offline by Amazon Services early Monday, asked a federal judge in Washington State to reject Amazon's shutdown of its services. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she has enough votes in the Democratic-led House to impeach President Trump for inciting an insurrection. As far as if the impeachment should even take place, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says,
the very concept of a snap impeachment runs against the grain of the Constitution. This was supposed to be a deliberative, not an impulsive process. There are very serious implications about what is occurring.
Those comments courtesy of Fox and Friends, USA Radio News. In what will become a closely watched case, the U.S. Supreme Court will decide if nonprofits will be forced to disclose the confidential names and addresses of major donors. From the USA Radio Network's Texas Bureau, John Clemens reports.
The case challenges a policy first introduced when Kamala Harris was the California Attorney General. It requires all nonprofit organizations who solicit donations in the state to disclose that confidential information. That includes radio and TV ministries when their programs reach into California. John Birch of the Michigan-based Thomas More Law Center will present oral arguments before the court in April.
New York has a similar rule, and if the rule is upheld in California, I'm sure you'll see it replicated in other states as well.
A final decision is expected before June 30th.
The Mega Millions jackpot is at an estimated $600 million for Tuesday night's drawing. USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
FM into more ears. Visit promote.lrn.fm for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. Promote.lrn.fm.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. We're into the third hour and have been for quite some time. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you want to join in the conversation, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
And it's Ian.
And nobody.
And I want to take this moment to thank Aaron for being a platinum-level amplifier. That means Aaron gives $10?
25 at least.
25? Wow.
I didn't even know we had a platinum.
Platinum. Aaron, you are a platinum amplifier. We thank you. If you don't know what an amplifier is, please head over to amp.freetalklive.com where you can find out what it takes to be an amplifier and what sort of perks you get. We only ask for a contribution of $5, but you can give more, obviously. There are different levels. Again, Aaron is a platinum amplifier, so he gives at least $25. And what that money goes to is it goes exclusively to get Free Talk Live onto more radio stations. We're currently on 185 or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, thereabouts.
We could be on 200. We could be on 250. It's all up to you. If you enjoy the program, you enjoy the personalities that we have here on Free Talk Live, you enjoy the content, please consider amplifying to help spread the message of freedom. And again, thank you to Aaron. We'll talk more about some of the horrendous things that government has done to its people. But first, let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, the Matrix. I have. I wanted to do as Ian suggested and post information on the your Matrix chat about so that people, if they want to, can bring their popcorn and sit in the courtroom on this Friday at 8:30 a.m. via the telephone. And but I've tried multiple times and I'm unable to make the Matrix thing work for myself, and I haven't figured out why. So does Ian, do you have an alternative, like me emailing or telling you how to access it, the information all on your own?
Why don't you drop me a email at nobody@electnobody.com, and I'll see if I can help you get on the Matrix, because the Matrix is real.
I'm in the Matrix right now. I just can't get on the other Matrix, which is within the Matrix.
That sounds very confusing. Yeah, we don't have time to really do tech support on the air, but basically there's step-by-step instructions at chat.lrn.fm. If you didn't, if you did follow those step-by-step and they failed somewhere, definitely let us know offline where those failed, and we will take a look at it for you.
Yeah, I tried multiple times. I followed the directions, and the directions didn't work for me, and I think it's going to be a fatal.
Drop me a mail.
Yeah, what was the address again, Nobody?
Nobody@electnobody.com.
Nobody. Okay, I'll email you right now.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, David. So let's move on to another one of on these this list of things that government has done to its people. We've got Operation...
Wait, what do you mean, its people? I'm not... I don't belong to it.
Well, it has done to people...
I'm my people. I'm my person, because I only have one.
How about Operation Large Area Coverage? Some genius came up with this name. This was a mass biological attack simulation carried out by the United States Army Chemical Corps from 1957 to 1958. Throughout the American Midwest, from the Gulf of Mexico into Canada, it covered thousands of square miles. The goal of the experiment was to test dispersal patterns of biological agents and involved releasing compounds known to be radioactive and carcinogenic, primarily zinc, cadmium, sulfide, amongst other harmful bacteria.
We're so terrified that we're going to be attacked with biological weapons, we're going to attack ourselves with biological weapons to find out what happened.
Oh, this was more than 50 years ago. Our government would never do anything like this now.
Well, tens of thousands of Americans were unknowingly exposed to these compounds. Two cities where the tests were concentrated, St. Louis, Missouri, and Corpus Christi, Texas, received such heavy plumes of the contaminated aerosols, they created an artificial overcast over the cities, to the point which military officials deceptively informed the localities that they were merely conducting smokescreen tests.
But that was just a smokescreen.
To this day... St. Louis residents suffer from adverse health effects allegedly attributed to the experiments they were subjected to.
But, Captain, our military would never take our guns.
See, in order to protect you, they have to first make you very, very sick and possibly kill you and your family members, because it's all about keeping you safe.
We had to burn the village in order to save it.
Mm-hmm.
You guys sound like the government.
Don't forget, you have to pay for it, too.
We're working on it. We're doing our best. It's just hard to sound that evil without, you know,
yes,
being evil.
You guys have probably heard of this next one, Project MK Ultra. I have
heard
of that.
Oh, yeah.
Can you ad-lib what it is, Nobody?
MK Ultra is where they scooped up a bunch of people and gave them a bunch of drugs, which sounds like a great weekend, but they didn't know what they were taking. They didn't agree to it, and they manipulated them into having sex with prostitutes and each other and doing all kinds of things that they never would have done if they hadn't been fed a bunch of drugs against their will.
Wasn't it all about, like, brainwashing, too?
Yes, well, it was all about learning how to brainwash people.
I didn't know this, that there were several various sub-programs within the project that spanned the course of nearly two decades, some of the names being MK Naomi, MK Often, MK Search, MK Delta, and Artichoke, just to name a few. The operations had various goals.
MK Ultra Artichoke or just Artichoke?
Just Artichoke, apparently.
Why didn't that get an MK?
I don't know.
I'm really curious as to what made that one special.
Probably one of the guys making up the names got infected with whatever they were giving these folks and was like, we'll just call it Artichoke.
There you go.
That's my guess. The operations had various goals and aims ranging from behavioral modification to psychological manipulation to the development of biological and chemical weapons and much, much more.
They only had one goal, really. Total control. Because the government only has one goal. Total control.
Yeah. Through the duration, the CIA relied heavily on both willing and unwilling participants who were subjected to various methodologies, including but not limited to psychological abuse, electroshock, physical torture, and being subjected to mind-altering drugs. At least
wow,
one.
Wow, I didn't know about all of that.
Or you might have signed up?
Well, the torture doesn't make it sound better.
That's true, it doesn't. At least one death can be attributed to the program. Dr. Frank Olson, who committed suicide by jumping through the window of a high-rise building while on a CIA-induced overdose of LSD.
Isn't that special? Okay, let's go over the three rules of tripping just one more time.
It doesn't hurt.
Rule number one, cars are real. Rule number two, you can't fly. And rule number three, don't touch fire, no matter what color it is.
Those are good rules.
It's true. Learns to live by.
So, you know, you're saying, Ian, most of these happened in the past. It was 30, 40, 50 years ago.
Yeah, everything we talk about happened in the past. If it hadn't happened yet, we wouldn't be able to talk about it.
Yeah, but this is two generations ago. I mean, our government loves us now. They really care. They would never do anything like this.
Well, this doesn't seem to be the case either. As noted in previous TFTP articles, that's the Free Thought Project. A recent study from 2018 found that these dismal practices are indeed being allowed to continue. While the idea that the U.S. government would willingly poison its own citizens may seem shocking to some, it's not unprecedented. Earlier this year, a study found that the Pentagon has contaminated more than 40,000 sites across the United States, exposing hundreds and thousands of Americans to dangerous chemicals.
So does that mean that when they infect us with fake diseases, it's actually like them being on their best behavior?
The investigation, which was conducted by ProPublica and Vox, revealed that by testing and disposing of deadly chemical weapons in the United States, the Pentagon has poisoned drinking water supplies, rendered millions of acres of land unsafe or unusable, and jeopardized the health of often unwitting Americans.
You gotta love your country to kill that many of your countrymen.
I've had enough, have you?
I've had enough before I even...
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
HD on Twitch. Please follow and share at twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
Final segment of the Monday night edition of Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind.
I'm going to miss you guys.
Well, luckily for you, Free Talk Live is on 7 days a week, so you can catch myself or Ian or any of the other hosts between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 nights a week, and you'll be back.
Can I catch you outside?
cash me outside?
Cash you outside.
I don't need cashed out.
Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'll be outside when I walk outside to leave.
Oh, so groovy.
There's that. in the studio tonight, it's me, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the medically harmful things that government has done to people. In its time?
Surgeon General's warning, government may be harmful to your health.
Yeah, I just want to say that it's things like this that make me, you know, people who are like, I'm totally not getting the vaccine, make me go, yeah, I don't blame you.
And yep. People don't understand totally don't blame you. Why we need AR-15s. This is why we need AR-15s.
But first, let's go to, we've got Wayne calling from Indiana. Wayne, you
Wayne's
are...
World, excellent. Party time.
Hello, my brothers. How are you doing tonight?
What's We're up? Good. You are on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I was just wondering if anybody, why no one's talking about that Nashville bomb that the terrorists didn't make? Terrorists don't make bombs that not kill people.
We and talked about it on the 25th when it happened.
Place?
Yeah, we did talk about it. And yeah, I wouldn't call the guy necessarily a terrorist. I don't, you know, it looks like there was no great purpose behind what he did that would have, like, excused him doing a bunch of property damage. But, you know, I wouldn't call him a terrorist.
Go ahead.
It took out AT&T and T-Mobile servers along the whole United States for 3 days.
That's supposed to be good?
It didn't change anything.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that because I tried calling one of the radio stations we're on the next week, actually 2 weeks later, and it just went like straight to voicemail. I think it was actually the line was disconnected or something. I'm like, oh, no, did they close? What happened to the station? The station was actually in Alabama, but close enough to whatever center this was in Nashville, I suppose, to be serviced by them. And I sent an email to the program director. They're like, hey, you know, you guys okay? Can't get through on your business line. He said, oh, yeah, somebody bombed AT&T, and so we don't have any phone service now. So, yeah, congratulations. That guy, you know, took out, I don't know, how many hundreds of thousands or if not millions of people's phone service. Real striking a real blow there.
Yeah, if you're going to stick it to the man.
A top secret place that Trump didn't even know about. And the terrorists knew it was top secret.
That wasn't top secret. It was in a known AT&T building.
Yeah, but they did not know all the servers were hid there. That was for AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon.
Well,
it did the entire country.
This is called
top secret.
That wasn't the top secret.
But was he at war with phone service? What was the purpose of doing this?
Was he at war with grandma?
It didn't totally shut down AT&T. It totally shut down Verizon and T-Mobile. I about went to jail arguing with the T-Mobile.
No, it didn't. It was AT&T.
Oh, it was all regional.
Why didn't he want people to talk to each other?
He was supposedly anti-5G.
The new Windows 10 doesn't transfer data off your phone onto the computer. You got to go buy a $50 program. They don't want that. They want people to be stupid. That's why they started running the schools 20 years ago.
Well, that's true, but it was actually more than
schools longer than that ago. But, yeah, you are right that they're dumbing us down. It's just, I think, you know, blowing up a bunch of people's phone service is probably, you know, an instance of that, you know, being dumb.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, now if he stopped the government in its tracks, I'd be proud of the guy.
Yeah. So just for everybody's knowledge, these buildings where these telephone companies hold their servers, they're called co-locations. And it's where multiple companies will have, and it was more than just AT&T and Verizon. There are several other, communications companies you've never heard of that have gear and racks of gear in there and network connections and all that stuff. The thing about these buildings is that there's many of them. They're all built for redundancy so that if something happens at one of these buildings, all of the traffic fails over to other buildings.
Well, that didn't happen.
That's all managed by the Department of Redundancy.
That was the biggest basic one in the country. It took that thing out for 3 days.
Except it didn't. Not everything
else. They hit the major spot when they hit that. Terrorists didn't know that was there. The government
did. You're repeating yourself now. Thank you for the call.
It didn't have any effect except to make people not able to call mom.
It definitely didn't take.
I think people should call mom if they want to call mom. I'm cool with that.
It definitely didn't take everything out. It took out AT&T's services for that region.
Not all of them.
Well, to paraphrase Cassius Clay or Muhammad Ali, you know, AT&T never locked me up for weed.
Mm-hmm,
know?
That's true.
I mean, I get it. I mean, I understand why people don't like big corporations. I'm not a fan of them either. But unfortunately, there is no small company that's offering cell phone service. This goes back to a discussion we had earlier in the show tonight.
Yeah.
You can't just sign up with some mom-and-pop operation to have yourself a cell phone. And if you want to have that technology, unfortunately, you have basically the big three.
Well, the math of it pretty much says you got to sell a lot of cell phones before you can put a satellite into space to, you know, get them all talking to each other.
Yeah, that's accurate. Very much so.
Well, in theory, you could probably route the calls over the internet, but
you could.
A satellite.
You could the towers.
Everything routes over the internet now. I mean, except for POTS lines, except for copper.
Sure.
So.
But there are satellites that are transmitting data.
That's true.
Communication.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Absolutely. So it goes up at one point, you know, from one of these colos, goes to the satellite, and it comes down in another city.
But yeah, even many,
another colo,
many islands have internet connections now, and they're not satellite. They're actually underwater cables.
Yeah, they got the giant cables that they drag across the ocean floor from, you know, land to land to give them hardware access.
But do they have the bandwidth? Bandwidth? We don't need no stinking bandwidth.
It's known as big pipe. Big pipe.
Big pipe.
Yes, laying big pipe. I know. It's not what you think it is. It means putting fiber optic from, you know, across the ocean
to some other place on the other side of the ocean.
We knew a guy in Free State. There was a Free Stater who did that job.
Laying big pipe. Yeah. Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that Max? Mad Max?
No, he was a dude that lived up north. He lived in the North Country and ran a vape shop.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
We've only got a couple of minutes. I want to cover just
so he
one
sold
more bit.
Pipes, and when he wasn't doing that, he laid pipes.
There you go.
One more thing. In 2000, the Department of Defense became required to begin declassifying the documents of the project. We'll tell you about the project. These tests consisted of exposing approximately 6,000 of their fighting men to numerous pathogens via released aerosols, including sarin gas.
Support our troops!
This included sarin gas and VX, two of the most dangerous neurological agents known today. Despite numerous veterans filing complaints about the negative health effects they have suffered since, including some developing cancer, the Department of Veterans Affairs still asserts, quote, there is no clear evidence of specific long-term health problems associated with participation in Project SHAD.
So they're basically saying
Project
we're not going to...
Project SHAG?
SHAD.
Oh, okay. Shipboard. I was going to say, because they really did shag those soldiers.
SHAD, also known as Project 112, Shipboard Hazard and
what
Defense.
What did you say?
Project 112, also known as SHAD, Shipboard Hazard...
Oh, ship, okay.
...and Defense.
Yeah.
From 1962
to 1973. That's horrendous. I'm almost speechless.
So
I'm as close as I ever get to it.
What the Veteran Affairs is saying there is that they will not cover the medication, right? By saying that there's no evidence...
Right. They don't want to pay for
that.
The damage they did.
Well... So what they're doing is...
Because that wouldn't be supporting
isn't
our
that
troops.
What they're saying there?
The yeah. VA does things where they won't admit that anything is the fault of the military,
right.
But
they don't want to cover it.
But they will treat
oh, really?
The veteran. Yeah. It's been done since the Vietnam era. Agent Orange, stuff
well,
like that.
Agent right. Orange, they didn't treat for a long time.
Well,
and they didn't give disability benefits
what they,
as a result, because
right.
they still say that it wasn't a combat-related thing. So, you know, I don't like love soldiers over and above people in any other line of work, but any employer engaging in that sort of behavior should be taken out and shot.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't join the military, kids.
No, do not.
If they spray you down with Agent Orange, you're going to have a bad time.
Although, maybe that should have been Trump's nickname. Agent Orange.
It's a good name for him.
We are out of time. Go to freetalklive.com for our archives. Tune in tomorrow night, 7 to 10 p.m. Thanks. Peace.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.